Computing, Johnston Nursery Landscaping, and Mr. J's in the Galleria Mall.
Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to unlock amazing prizes. All the details are available on any of our Renda Media websites. Head over now and find out how you can be a part of the action this summer.
It's the voice of Indiana County, WCCS, 101.1 FM, AM 1160, and WCCSradio.com. On your Wednesday morning, we're on the line this morning with Jerry J-Man Joyner. He's in Dallas, Texas. And Jerry is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, the host of a TV show and podcast called Weeds and Whiskey. And he joins us this morning. Our conversation brought to you by Marcus and Mack, voted Best Personal Injury Law Firm, Best of Indiana County Contest. Marcus and Mack, a law firm representing injured people. Earlier this morning, we had Indiana County District Attorney Bob Manzi on the line with us. We asked him about this topic of folks driving impaired and how much more difficult it is for police officers to charge somebody and detect somebody who is driving impaired when THC is involved, as opposed to alcohol, which has much more apparent signs and symptoms about it. So that's my rather awkward way of introducing J-Man. How are you?
Man, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. And so we talk about this topic, J-Man. Obviously, we don't want anybody out there driving impaired in any way, do we?
No, not at all. You know, you're taking other people's lives into your hands if you're out there behind the wheels of a car or any kind of vehicle impaired. I have a belief that you should avoid the four D's if you're going to be driving a car. Don't be drowsy, don't be drunk, don't be drugged, and don't be distracted. Because it's tough out there driving. There's cars everywhere, and if you're impaired, you're really putting yourself and other people in harm. And don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that other people factor that scares us most of all, because we don't know what the guy is on who's coming in the other direction, and that should be certainly a daunting thing. So those four D's are obviously no-nos. We have to stay away from those. The idea that it's harder, though, to detect somebody who's driving impaired with THC as opposed to somebody who's driving with alcohol, is that a real thing in your mind?
It's a real problem for law enforcement. You know, the breathalyzer has been used for quite some time. It's 90% accurate in seeing if somebody's impaired or they've got over the state's limit of alcohol. We don't have a testing device like that for THC, which is another problem in itself. THC stays in people's systems longer. So you could eat a half a gummy today, and by this weekend, you've got no psychotropic effect whatsoever. But that THC is still in your system. And if you do a urine test or a blood test because you've been in an accident, it's going to show up that you have THC. So then they're going to have to determine, were you impaired when you were doing that? Used to be a law enforcement officer came up to the window. I smell that pot they're smoking, right? Well, You don't smell a gummy. You don't smell these drinks that people are doing. So it's a big problem.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And as the DA pointed out to us this morning, the problem becomes, even days later, reaction time. Studies show that reaction time is still impacted days later, even though you're not feeling the effects of the THC anymore anyway.
That's very true. And as more and more, you know, we have 80% of Americans that believe adult use cannabis should be legal. And with more and more people thinking and believing this, there needs to be more information to people about the onset of some of these things. You could take a gummy, and it could be a couple of hours that go by before you really start to feel the effect of that. So you don't even think you're high. Now you get in the car, and all of a sudden, whoa, I'm buzzing here. That's a bad thing. So people have to use a lot of common sense and a lot of caution if they're going to be trying these products.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the responsible use of THC and whether it is for recreation or it's for other reasons. You obviously advocate that people use it responsibly.
Using it responsibly. I've been using cannabis for over 50 years, a half a century. for 45 of those years, I thought I was just a pothead. I was a stoner. I was in the closet, didn't want anybody to know, had a high-level corporate job. But as I started educating myself about this, your body has something called the endocannabinoid system. And this is what regulates CBD and THC. And so some people, minute amounts of CBD or THC can help them with their anxiety, their stress, their PTSD. We get a lot of veterans that are getting benefits from this. But again, folks, you got to use common sense and moderation. The old pot of the 70s, when I first started using that, it's nothing like what they have today. This stuff is super, super potent. And I highly suggest you get educated if you're going to try and use it and do this, and make sure you use some common sense.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And that was something I was going to ask you about, the potency of marijuana or CBD products today versus what they would have been 20, 30, and 40 and 50 years ago. It does keep getting more and more powerful, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And, you know, our younger generation, they're really embracing this waxing and dabbing, which is almost pure THC. And, you know, I smoked with Willie and Snoop before, okay? We're old school stoners, and I stay away from that stuff. It's just way too strong. There's no good benefit other than just frying your brain, in my opinion, when you're doing the high THC content stuff. These drinks are usually 5 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams, so it allows you to kind of have the same effect if you're used to drinking a beer or something. They don't stay in your system a whole long time. So you got to educate yourself about this, because there's so many ways of ingesting cannabis now. It used to be we just smoked it, or a brownie that tasted like pot, right? And nowadays they got ice cream. In Texas here, they've got an ice cream that's got THC in it, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah, and the problem, of course, becomes exacerbated when you put it in a gummy, because, you know, we've been feeding our kids gummies for years, and, you know, they don't know the difference when they come across something, or a kid at school shares with them a gummy that they brought, and here it's laced with something that is going to harm them.
That's a huge problem that we have with bad actors packaging things in what looks to be a legitimate Cheetos bag or Doritos or Oreos. I think that's terrible, because our children see these things, but even adults, you know, your grandma says, oh, I'm hungry, I'll have me an Oreo, and she doesn't realize it's infused, and now she's zonked out of her mind. So you've got to make sure and put this stuff up, keep it away from your kids, just like you would alcohol, firearms, chemicals. You can't leave this stuff laying around your kids, because it's not good for them. It's not good for anybody that's brain's not developed. I'm a big advocate of waiting until you're fully grown adult, a full grown person, before you even try this stuff, because it can be damaging to you.
J-Man Joyner on the line with us. J-Man, how do we help police to keep a handle on this, and how can I know there are tests of different ways that are in developmental stages to help police detect when THC is involved in a driver and when impaired driving is a possibility. But until those things are foolproof, how is it that we help them out?
Well, down here in Texas, we're in an entertainment district. It's called Deep Ellum. We got signs everywhere that says, see something, say something. So, you know, you see somebody that they're erratically driving, you need to report that. It's so hard for us to tell if somebody's stoned or drunk just by observation. You know, a lot of these people, 18 million people got a DWI in 2023 in America. That's a lot of people out there taking other people's lives in their hands. And, you know, there's probably an equal number of those that are doing marijuana or doing Zoloft or Xanax or Adderall or some other kind of substance that alters what their lucidness. And we got to be cautious about that.
J-Man Joyner on the line with us from Dallas this morning. You host a TV show and a podcast called Weed and Whiskey. What's that about?
Well, we have all kind of people. We got attorneys, we've got doctors, we got music stars. Next week, I got the original producer of Tiger King's going to be on our show. So it's not all of us just sitting around smoking and getting high. We try to talk about current events and things that are going on in the alternate products arena.
Well, we got to be responsible about it. I know you're a big advocate of that, and you work with as well legislatures and other law enforcement agencies to craft responsible legislation that's going to help people and keep them from harming others. J-Man, thanks so much for visiting today. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye.